The wait is over. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states. One app, every sport, nationwide. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code 2400, spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code 2400 in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-777. Or visit ccpg.org on behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas. Bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 and over. Void in Canada. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Or trade with DraftKings Predictions to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. Event contract trading involves risk of loss. Predictions offer void in New York. Non-withdrawable rewards issued as $50 click-to-claims every 7 days for 21 days. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
Last night we were given, maybe shocking isn't the right word, but certainly very surprising news, and that's the fact that Max Fried is going on the injured list. There was no warning. There was no signs of it. Max pitched on Wednesday afternoon, and he threw the baseball well. He pitched 5 innings. He allowed 1 run. It was a fine start by Max Fried. There was no evidence or any sign of trouble, and then all of a sudden, during an off day, so no chance for Aaron Boone to meet the media, the Yankees put out a press release, very mysteriously, saying, hey, great news, Carlos Rodon is back. He's going to start Tuesday. Oh, by the way, Max Fried going on the injured list for the same injury that he suffered a few months ago. And we're going to get answers from Aaron Boone a little bit later on. You're going to want to keep it right here to WFN all day long, because when Boone speaks, a lot of people are going to be curious on how this will be spun or explained. But our reaction has to be, this isn't good, Dick.
Yeah, this is not good because of how long it took him the last time he had this elbow bone bruise, they're calling it. It's 2 months, just over 2 months, the last time he had this. And so if he's on the IL for 2 months again, he's not pitching in the postseason. You know that is the case. And it was interesting when I was looking at how potentially this happened, because when you hear bone bruise, you think contact injury. You think someone got hit or got clipped the wrong way, and all of a sudden there's a bruise on the bone and it's swelling and inflammation. But what they're describing this as is a hyperextension of his elbow. Mm-hmm. So his elbow, because of his lankiness and the flexibility of his arm, when he throws really hard, it kind of hyperextends. You know what I mean? And so your bone is getting banged on the back end of that tib fib connection in a way, not tib fib, the femur ulna, back end of your ulna, in a way that's it's not used to doing, and so it's just causing pain. But is this actually a UCL injury, or is this just a bone bruise? Well, that's what we don't know.
Well, what's concerning is that, and we do need to look back at the first injury he had, because this is a reoccurrence.
Yes.
This is the same injury.
Same thing with a hyperextension.
Right. That injury never occurred because of a line drive that went off of him. It never occurred because of contact, like you talked about. It occurred because he was pitching. It occurred because, I guess, two bones were rubbing together, or however you want to describe it.
Right.
Bottom line is,
they hyperextend. They go the wrong way. It hits the wrong spot.
It occurred from pitching.
Yes.
It didn't occur from falling down. It didn't occur from a line drive. It occurred from pitching. He then didn't pitch for nearly 2 months.
Right.
He comes back. He makes a handful of starts. Pitches well. Again, no sign of anything wrong in terms of the performance. And now the same injury occurs. So, like, there are two major questions that come from this. Number one, does he have to miss the same amount of time as you described? If it's 2 months, he's not pitching again. And then B, even if it's a short period of time, aren't we now concerned it's just going to pop up again?
I mean, how does it not pop up again? And it took him 2 months for it to feel right enough for him to come back and pitch the last time this happened. And so, as much as I hate to think about this, you almost have to exclude him from the rest of the regular season and potentially the postseason.
I think if there was no injury given, it was just Max Fried's going on the IL, or it was a hamstring, or it was anything else, I think we'd be more open to the positivity.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that in a press release, because again, Aaron Boone hasn't met the media yet. He'll do it later today before they take on the Orioles. Brian Cashman hasn't met the media. So the only information all of us have, including Yankee beat writers, they haven't supplied anything new. And I'm not blaming them for it. Like, someone has to leak for them to get the information. It's not like they could just create it out of nowhere. this is a reoccurrence. And if it's a reoccurrence, it's very tough to imagine here in the middle of August that there's just going to be enough time for him to come back. Now, there is some good news. There is some bad news. Let me, though, address something that I want to get off my chest. And I'm not going to say I told you so. I don't like that phrase.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I want it to be a learning experience for all of us. This is why. Do not tell me before the trade deadline you don't need Tarik Skubal. Do not tell me we have enough pitching, Evan. Why would we go after this? Because you never have enough pitching. Mm-hmm. Because crap like this happens. And you shouldn't be surprised. Maybe we're surprised it's Max Fried. Maybe we're surprised it's the same injury. But if you're surprised that a starting pitcher went down with an injury, did you wake up yesterday? Now, there's nothing the Yankees can do about 3 weeks ago. And we also know that the Tigers were asking for George Lombard Jr. And I'm sure every Yankee fan to a T would say, hey, Brian Cashman made the right decision saying no to that.
No, thank you.
So it's not even that Cashman should have done anything differently. It's about you people. Right. It's about anyone who called this radio station or literally said into a microphone, hey, I wouldn't go after Skubal because I don't need Tarik Skubal. Let this be a lesson. Never be arrogant enough to say you don't need something.
At the end of the day, though, you can't blame Brian Cashman for not getting that deal done.
I'm not. I'm blaming the fans.
because we didn't want it. Good riddance. We don't need you, Tarik Skubal.
I'm blaming the disagreements.
You know what I mean? To talk about it is one thing. But ultimately, if you will look at the actual operations of what's happening inside the Yankees and not the fans screaming around the Yankees, at the time, it didn't make sense. And it looks like he was going to the Dodgers no matter what.
No, don't give me at the time. But the point I made back to you, Teek, is that this is the nature of pitching.
Oh, I agree. You're 100% right about the pitching. But I do believe that Brian Cashman also believed that Carlos Rodon will be back eventually.
See, here's
and so we're going to have an embarrassment of riches. We're going to have too many options when Carlos Rodon comes back.
See, I actually disagree with you because Brian Cashman revealed in that press conference with Big Mac and Craig, they spoke to the Tigers about Tarik Skubal. Mm-hmm. Brian Cashman knew what I knew and most people should know, which is you never have enough pitching. Mm-hmm. The reason he didn't trade for Skubal, and I agree with him, was the ask was too high.
Right.
Would I have traded George Lombard Jr. in a deal for a rental of Tarik Skubal? I would not. My only point is not with Brian Cashman. It's with some of the people out there right now, some of my fellow hosts. You can't say, and it's not about, hey, I was wrong.
You can't say you don't need him.
Learn for the future. Because I've learned for the future. Trust me, I've made this mistake too. Well, I don't need this. I don't need this. It's baseball. Guys get hurt. Now, are the Yankees equipped to survive this injury? I think they still are. Cam Schlittler is still walking. Gerrit Cole is still walking. Ryan Weathers, the dude has pitched his way into earning a playoff spot. And obviously the return of Carlos Rodon today. So the Yankees are still in a decent position without Fried. Just let it be a reminder in baseball. It's not a cliche when someone says you never have enough pitching. It's true because pitching and health is fickle.
No, you're absolutely right. It's fickle. But I mean, we know what the real issue is with the Yankees. They're fortunate that they've had this elite pitching for the last 2 or 3 weeks because their bats are just quiet. You get one or two big hits a game, and that's about it. And if it's enough, you win games by a run or so. But that's only because the Yankees have the best starting rotation in baseball.
Right. And the question is, where is that now? Because the formula is going to
depend on Carlos Rodon.
And it's going to depend, I think, also on Cam Schlittler being consistent, and he has shown bounce back after every bad start, mm-hmm. Gerrit Cole being Gerrit Cole, and Ryan Weathers looks great, but is it any different when you hand him the baseball in the American League Divisional Series? Are the results different? You also lose that possibility, and this is the other aspect here. The Yankees didn't add any bullpen help. It was the first time Brian Cashman did not add bullpen help since like 2017 at the trade deadline.
Yeah, but they added a bunch of it over the last couple of years.
I understand.
And then they exported some of those additions that just weren't worth it.
I get it. But again, they didn't add anybody new. And a part of the thought was, hey, they have so much starting pitching, they could move some of the depth into the bullpen, including a guy like Ryan Weathers. Without Max Fried, you don't have that ability. It hurt. It's get hurt a little bit.
I mean, not necessarily. If Carlos Rodon comes back and he's fine, you still have that ability to throw Will Warren in the bullpen or Clark Schmidt whenever he comes back. If he does,
just
come
one
back.
Less guy, though, is my point.
But yeah, you're right. There's less options.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's less ideal.
Well, it is less ideal. Mm. I mean, yes, you have guys you can do that with. And yes, the Yankees can overcome it. But not having Max Fried, who to me was always guaranteed a playoff start, is not a good thing. Now, can Carlos Rodon, upon his return tonight, A, stay healthy? Because remember, Rodon has had two trips to the IL now. He's made 9 starts this year.
Also elbow, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I think he had the surgery during the offseason, which obviously shortchanged the start of his season, mm-hmm. and then the more recent injury. He's got to stay on the field. He's had an injury-prone season. Now, the 2 years prior to this, he was healthy, but the year before that, he missed half the season. 2 years before that, he missed the season. Like, he's got injury histories. They need him healthy. Mm-hmm. So a lot of pressure now falls on Carlos Rodon. Ryan Weathers, who's been great, the pressure falls on him. But I sit here right now on August 18th, and I have zero confidence we're going to see Max Fried again this year. I'm sorry. It's the same injury. It's August 18th. I have a tough time imagining that Aaron Boone's going to give us a no biggie later today.
Well, what would happen? He would say in 2 weeks, let's just say, you know what? I actually feel better now. It doesn't feel as painful to throw. And then he goes out and throws again. And it's like, oh, well, there it is. It's back again.
That's what I'm concerned about. Like, even
that's what happened.
Right.
Even though it was, I mean, what did he pitch for 3 weeks before he had to go back on this? But either way, you know it's going to happen again because it just happened again.
He ended up making 5 starts.
Right.
Okay. He missed his last start in May 13th against the Orioles. He goes on the injured list a few days later. He returns on July 22nd. Now, I'm open to the fact that it's the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. You give him rehab starts. You're being a little bit conservative. That timetable would look different when now you're talking about October, but right. You're still talking about 2 months. He comes back and he makes 5 starts and was pretty impressive.
Of course.
I mean, let's be honest, like 4 out of the 5 starts were really good.
Right.
And now he's hurt again with the same injury. So even if Aaron Boone tells us today, hey, don't worry, it's just a 2 week thing. We're giving him some rest. No biggie. No worry. He's going to come back. I'd have the same worry that it's going to reoccur again because it's already reoccurred once. So I know that's the news you're hoping for, and it's the news I'd be hoping for. I'm just telling you, even with good news, I'd just be very worried about it.
Yeah, you can't trust the news. Whatever it is, if it's optimistic, you don't trust it. If it's negative and it's maybe he's not pitching again, believe that.
I do have good news for you, and it involves something that came out 2 weeks ago, but I don't know if you looked at it this way. I am a major, major geek, and I looked at it this way. The baseball playoff schedule came out, and the American League Divisional Series. Yeah. This is no joke.
I think Sean mentioned this.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he mention it competes with a Ranger game, or did he mention the off days? Which one was it?
No, he mentioned. Oh, man. Now I'm forgetting. Rosie, I'm forgetting it because
I know we mentioned the possible Philly situation. Four different games going on.
It was like the championship series. Or
Knicks Sixers and the NBA Cup and all that stuff.
Now, while I'm proud of Sean for doing that, because that is true.
Oh, he was channeling his inner Evan.
That is Evan energy, where you're thinking about, hey, Game 7 of the ALCS would compete with the Knicks season opener. 1,000% true. What I'm about to bring up has absolutely nothing to do with other sports and has everything to do with the injury to Max Fried.
Okay.
The New York Yankees divisional series, if they make it, they got to get there, is game off day, game, off day, game, off day, game. What does that mean? You don't need 4 starters in the American League Divisional Series.
You
don't.
You really never feel like you do. And it only works that way. You only feel like you need it that way if your starters are struggling.
Well, no, you need it in the ALCS. Like right. In a best of 7 series right. Where it's 2-3-2 at the off days in between the 2 and the 3, you need 4 starters. And last year under the format, you needed 4 starters. But in this year's format, because of the off days, if the Yankees could win the wild card series in 2, that's the key. They can't play a winner-take-all game 3. They would only need 3 starting pitchers through the American League Divisional Series. So there's a way where you're minimizing the amount of starters you need, which helps your bullpen, because somebody, whether it's Ryan Weathers or Carlos Rodon, goes to the bullpen.
Now, that is to extend time for Max Fried? Is that what you're saying?
It's twofold.
I don't know if I would. I guess I'd have to, because it is Max Fried. But if that should be the case, and the division series plays out the way that you just laid it out, where you only need 3 starters because of the off days, let's just say they sweep it, and now you're ready for Max Fried to come back in the ALCS, do you trust him to come back in the ALCS?
It's a great question.
He's likely not having any. There's going to be no rehab assignments.
Yeah, I mean, there's no minor league baseball
no minor
for
league
him.
Baseball. So what's he doing?
I think he probably becomes a reliever. I think he probably is a guy that eats 2 or 3 innings. I think that only needing 3 starters through the American League Championship Series is good for 2 reasons. You brought up extending the time for Max Fried's return, sure. But the other factor is you could take the odd man out, whether it's Ryan Weathers or Carlos Rodon, and we'll have a debate about that at some point. that guy goes to the bullpen and improves your bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
So having three starters improves your bullpen because now you don't need that fourth guy to make a start. So it's a little quirk in the American League scheduling. Yankee fans may remember this from 2 years ago during their run in 2024. Mm-hmm. It was the same thing where it was game, off day, game, off day, game, off day. There's a lot of off days. And the beauty of a lot of off days is you can maximize the top of your rotation. Right. And where I still feel great about the Yankees is Cam Schlittler and Gerrit Cole at the top of my rotation, I'd put up against anybody.
I agree. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't feel confident if you had that many off days. The question is getting to that point. That's the issue, just getting there.
Yankee fans, are you worried? Obviously, later today, we'll get more information from Aaron Boone, but I don't know if there's any information that would calm anyone down with the news that Max Fried's going on the IL. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Plus, can we as Met fans enjoy this run without being delusional?